Welcome to the Sunday morning teaching from Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. We're so glad you've joined us today and welcome you to visit in person and worship with us. Find out more about us at buckeyecc.org. Now enjoy this week's message.
Well, good morning, everyone. I pray that everyone's had a blessed week. My name is John Thomason. I'm the lead minister here at Buckeye Christian Church. But we are in our fourth week of our series titled Luminous. And throughout this series, we are pointing at some of the most famous words that are come from Jesus. And it's from his sermon called the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, we are to be the light of the world. For people who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you now have something that the rest of the world does not have. And that is the light. We have God and everything that comes with it. But this world is a place full of darkness, and as followers of Christ, we're to be that shining beacon that can lead others to God. And we've talked about practical ways to truly be the light of the world. The first week, we talked about how we are to be the light of the world through the way that we love. And then we looked at how we are to be the light of the world through the ways that we serve. And then last week, we looked at how we are to be the light of the world through the ways that we give. And if you're saying, hey, I want more information on that, you're in luck. They're recorded. Okay, so you can go back and watch them at any time. But this week, we're going to be focusing on how we are to be the light of the world through the way that we speak truth. And so this word, truth, is really what kind of stuck with me this week. And it's because just like the word love, it has so many different definitions that we put on it. So many people are saying, you know, well, this is what I define truth as. I've even heard somebody say, there is the truth, and then there's the truth. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they say, well, when you're telling the truth to somebody, it has to be something happy. Like, don't give them bad news. Don't say it in a way that's negative or hurtful. And they're saying, no, you want to kind of spruce it up and give it a happy feeling when you're giving the truth to someone. And I looked at them and said, that's not the truth then. That's not how that works. And so we have this other thing that's kind of gone around, and I've heard this in our society, and it's something I'm not a fan of, is that I hear people say, well, I am speaking or I am living my truth. They throw in that my truth. Now, I understand what they're saying when people say my truth. But in all honesty, it just means you don't really understand what the word truth means. What you're truly saying is the way that I perceive things are happening, that's my truth. The way I perceive the words that you're giving to me, that's my truth. The way I think that my life or the world should be, that is my truth. But the problem is, that's not truth. That's not what that means. Truth is literally a fact or the reality that is around us. Not the belief of what you think is true, but it's the facts themselves. And the problem is, what we know as truth as people, it can change. And it's because when you base truth off of a person or a group of people or even off of a whole society, it does not necessarily mean that it's true. And so I want to give you some examples. Okay, so I want to know, have you ever heard of bloodletting? So what this was the belief was that people got sick because they have too much blood in their body. And so what did they do? The only thing that you can do when you're sick, obviously, is that you apply a parasite or a leech that will suck some of the blood out of your body, or you cut yourself in random places to allow the blood to flow, and then you're cured. This literally was the truth that everybody said. In medical practice, at one point, everybody said, yep, that's the problem. You got too much blood. Now, we look at that and go, oh, that's not even close. That's not even close to what we're talking about. But at the time, it was true. And then the last one is my favorite. And the question is, are you left-handed, okay? If you are a person who is left-handed, I hate to tell you this, and I hate to break it to you, but for a lot of humanity, you were considered disabled and evil. Just because you were left-handed. We got some people, yes! I'm disabled and evil. This is fantastic. No, that's what they actually believed for most of humanity. If you were left-handed, the truth was, well, then you must be disabled and you're from Satan. Okay, so just so you know that. But we know that that is not truth. Not at all. And this is a belief that is spread through ignorance. And it's because people have said, this is fact. And what do? Well, look at the evidence. It must be true. Until you prove me something else, this has to be correct. And this is just a short list of all the crazy things that societies have believed to be true up to this point. But we have to understand there are facts. And when it comes to people, when it comes to the heart, there is only one real truth. And that truth is that Jesus is God. Just like when it comes to what is love, God is love. God shows us what love is. God shows us how to use love. That's how we can say, no, no, this is love. It's the same thing with truth. God is truth. God shows us what is true, and He shows us on how we are to use the truth. And so we're going to start off with one of my favorite Bible verses, and that's going to be John 14:6. John 14:6, it says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So I want to fill you in on what's happening here. Why did Jesus even say this? And so he is sitting with his disciples, and the disciples wanted some clarification on what is going on and what is going to happen soon. Because Jesus was trying to bring them comfort because he just told them, you're going to betray me. A couple of you are going to do things that you're going to really regret. And then guess what? It's okay. I'm going to be captured. I'm going to be killed. But it's okay. I'll be back. Don't worry about it. And so he's trying to comfort them. And he says, it's okay. Okay, you have me, and I need you to understand who I am, is what Jesus is saying. So he says, I am the way. He says, I am the truth. And he says, and I am the life. And we need to break down what each of these mean, because it seems so short, and it's something that's repeated, and we'll go over and over again and go, yeah, he's the way, the truth, and the life, and then move on. But there's so much that Jesus is revealing just in this sentence right here. And first is those first two words. Jesus says, I am. Now, we could easily say, yeah, he's just talking about himself. He says, yeah, well, this is who I am, and this is what you need to take from it. And it seems like it almost means nothing. But this is my favorite name for God. 1,500 years before Jesus, Moses was approached by God in the form of a burning bush. And Moses said, who should I tell the Israelites, your people, that sent me with this message? And God responds with, tell them, I am sent you. And it's because God is everything. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the creator of all. He is all powerful. He is Lord of lords. He is King of kings. He is I am. And we see here, Jesus starts with, I am. And then he follows it up with some godly aspects. So the I am that Jesus is calling back to is who he is, which is God. He is the Lord. Then we get that Jesus says, he is the way. And somebody once asked me, the way to what? Where are we going? Because there was also a name that was given to the early Christians. They were the people that followed the way. And people are like, what way? Left, right, down, up? So we have to understand, what is the way? Well, it's the way to everything that matters. Meaning, he is the way to God. He even reiterates that at the end. He says, no one can come to the Father except through me. He's telling them, you want to get to the Lord, you want to be with the King of Kings, you want to be near the Almighty, guess what? I am the way to Him. Jesus knows that He's going to be the sacrifice for us. He knew that His death meant that we can have a restored relationship with the Creator, that He would pay the price for our sins so that we can be with God here on earth. And also, truly, that we can be with God when we leave this earth. You cannot earn it. You cannot work hard enough to make it happen. But a sacrifice needs to be made. And Jesus says, I will be that sacrifice. I am the way to God. Jesus was telling them, accept me. Accept my teachings and follow me. You want to know what this life is about? You want to know how to live this life and have meaning? Because let's be honest, that's the big question. What are we doing here? What's the point of all of this? And Jesus says, follow me. I am the way. And then Jesus says, I am the life. I know it's I am the way, truth, life. We're going to get to the truth in a minute. We're getting to Jesus says, I am the life. And over throughout the Bible, we read that Jesus says things like this. He tells us we'll have eternal life. He says, you will live because I live. And he's talking about that he's going to die and come back. We know that Jesus can conquer death and bring life back for now and eternity. And it's probably super confusing to the disciples at the time because Jesus is telling them that, hey, I'm going to die. And so he goes, hey, I'm going to die. And he goes, but I am the life. And they're like, your life is ending. What do you mean? And he's trying to explain it to them. No, you don't understand. He says, I'm going to rise again. He says, I am the life. And we also get these amazing verses about surrendering what? Our old lives. That old life is dead and gone. And now you need to give your whole life to him so you can truly live. And he's saying, I am the life. But then last but not least, Jesus says to them, I am the truth. And this is the one that we're going to go over more verses about. Jesus is saying, I am the Word of God. He says, I am the source of all truth that you want to know. Everything that you have a question about, everything where you're saying, well, what's the answer? Jesus says, it's me. I am the truth. And so we're going to jump back into John, verse 1, 1 through 5. The beginning of John 1, 1 through 5. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. This group of verses is literally everything we've been talking about over this whole sermon series. But it says, in the beginning was the Word. And we know if you keep reading John 1, that the Word here that they're talking about is Jesus. It says that Jesus was there at the beginning and that he was with God. And then it says, and the Word was God. Meaning that Jesus is God, and he is with his Father God, and that he is the truth. Think about what that actually means. We're looking for answers all the time. What do I do? How do I live this life? What does this look like? I know personally, I have a billion questions. And I'm going to tell you, the answer is always the same. Go to God. He is the truth. Go to Jesus. He has your answers. It's not what humans say are true. Too often we want to ask a spouse or ask a friend or ask a counselor, well, what do I do? And those aren't bad things to do, but did you go to God first? I want you to know he has the truth because he is the truth. And it's because the Word of God never changes. It has been the same since the beginning of time. What is so amazing is as we move forward in time, we are seeing that the Word of God has not changed from the beginning. They're finding writings that are thousands upon thousands of years old, and they're going, holy moly, it matches. It's the exact same thing. It's weird. It's almost like the truth never changes. In thousands of years, we can see that the Word of God is still the same. And that is because the truth will never change. And you have to know that Jesus is that truth. And as you go back into John 1, we see more that brings all this together. It says, in him was life. Isn't that exactly what we just talked about? Hello, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then you have this whole sermon series about being the light of the world. And what does it say in verses 4 and 5? That He is the light of all mankind. And that light will shine in the darkness. It's almost like He's pointing to us saying, hey, look, I'm being the example. I am being the truth of how we are to live. Because Jesus is the light in the darkness. And when we accept Him, we become that light in the darkness. So I'm going to say this once and for all. There are not a lot of things that are absolute truths. Most things in this life are not black and white. There's a lot of gray. There's a lot of movement that happens into, well, what's right, what's wrong? And we can have discussions about it in ministries and in friends and all those different things. But there is one thing that I will say is an absolute truth, and that is that Jesus is the truth in every way, shape, and form. He is the only thing that never changes. He is the only thing that never fails. He is the only thing that will fulfill you. He is the only thing that matters in this world. And we are to share that truth. We are to share Jesus to all. What is so amazing to me about Jesus being the truth is this. Because we know we have the Word of God, the Bible. All right, this is truth. But when you go to the Old Testament, and you go into the law, this is what God wants for us and from us. This is the absolute truth. But what happened is that we could not uphold the truth. We could not uphold God's commands. We could not follow it to the T. What happened? We fell short of it. We struggled to do what God has asked us to do. And Jesus said, guys, it's okay. He says, you know how that the law is the truth? He says, I'm the truth. He says, I am the law. He says, stop giving your life to trying to just follow commands and do good. He says, no, give your life to me. And when we do that, that's when we fulfill what God has wanted for us and from us. When you accept Jesus Christ, you are forgiven of your sins. You will be made righteous. You will be made holy. You will be made clean. And all of that is through the truth that Jesus is the way. And we need to give this truth to all. And I love the way it's worded in 1 John 3:18. John's getting a lot of love today. Let's be honest, best name ever. 1 John 3. A little bit, yeah. 1 John 3:18. It says, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. It seems, again, so simple. We're being called to share this truth, but not just to speak it, to live it out, to be the light of the world, to live differently. Words and speech are great, fantastic, wonderful, amazing, but if you do not back that up with your actions and your life, many will call it lip service. They will say, you're just speaking garbage. It doesn't mean anything. Or the thing that we hear a lot about Christians is they look at us and they say, well, I don't understand. God tells you to do this, but you're not doing it. You're all hypocrites. And you know what? In some instance, some people are living a double life. Some people are saying, I believe it, but then just do whatever they want. But then you have others that say, yeah, I'm going to show you that I'm trying to live for something more. Yes, we all fall short. We struggle on this side of heaven as well. But what's awesome and amazing is we're not doing it alone. I don't have to struggle through this life alone. You know why? Because I have the way. I have the truth. And I have the life. And that's Jesus. And He's with me. It will never fade. And it will never fail. And when we hear these things, we go, these are great and wonderful things, but how do I do that? We all want the how. Well, luckily, Jesus explains this to His followers back in John 16. So we're going to go John 16, verses 12 through 16. John 16, 12 through 16. He says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Jesus went on to say, in a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. Jesus wanted to tell them everything. And personally, I'm like, tell me more, God. What is to come? What's the answer? What am I doing here? And the truth is, we can't handle it. Jesus even tells them, I have so much I want to tell you, but you're not going to understand it. You're not going to understand the whole picture. And he says, trust me. He had a lot to teach them still. And he knew that his time was coming to an end here on earth. And that's why Jesus told them, but it's okay. Another is coming. A helper that will live with you. Actually, it'll be a helper that will live inside of you. That will teach you. And what is that thing? It's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, who is God, who lives inside of us. And it says that the Holy Spirit is what? It is the Spirit of truth. Because the Holy Spirit is also God. And then we get this amazing thing that comes with the Holy Spirit. It's not like, well, the Holy Spirit has all the answers. Good luck. No, He'll be with us. We get guidance. Verse 13 says that He'll guide us into what? Into all the truth. We have to use what God has given us to know what is true. Not what everybody's saying, but what God says is true. And we have God's word right here, which is the truth. We have the teachings of Jesus, and that is the truth. And then we have the Holy Spirit who is inside of us, who's telling us the truth. And as followers of Christ, we have no reason to not spread that truth. That is what we are called to do. To let everybody know there is a God. He does exist. He wants you. He loves you. And we're to talk about what He's done for all of us. So one thing that I've asked some men to do here at Buckeye, I have a group of guys that said, hey, they want to go a little deeper in their understanding and what's going on. And so they asked if they could do sort of like a mentor program with me and be like sort of like an intern. And we get into these really tough questions and I really give them these different conversations that we need to have. But right now I have them praying. And you may be saying, ooh, they're praying, you know, shouldn't we all be praying? Yes. Okay. But it's so much more than that, because it's not just to pray for whatever you want. I told them to identify some people or people groups that you just can't stand. Think of some people that drive you nuts. Think of a group of people that you're just like, oh, they're the worst. Maybe they've done horrible things. Maybe they're people who have hurt others. Maybe they're people who have hurt you. People who twist the truth. And I said to them, great, now that you're all riled up and angry, awesome, go pray for them. I want you to take that time and pray for them. And yeah, that big question, why? Because those people that are driving you nuts, those people who are hurting you and hurting others, they need the truth and they don't have it. They need God. They need Jesus. And if we're going to be the light of the world, we cannot be afraid to go out into the darkness and speak about the truth. But you have to know it for yourself. Do not just take my word for it. I say this all the time, that if you are only getting the Bible from me, you are shortchanging yourself. You are missing so much. Do not take what I say as the gospel truth, okay? Because the gospel truth is literally right here. And if you're telling me I don't have a Bible, I'm going to lose it, okay? Everybody knows in this church, if you don't have a Bible, take one with you. It is yours. It is free. And I understand this can be hard to understand, but you have to start somewhere. And when you have questions, ask. I have a friend right now that lives in Indiana. I've not seen him in probably 8 years. And I was working on him so hard before we left Indiana. And he was starting to get it, but he had a lot of questions that he's just like, I just can't take that leap and I can't do it. And about 6 months ago, he reached out to me out of nowhere. And he goes, hey, guess what? And I said, what? He says, I know the truth. I said, what's that? That Jesus is Lord. And I'm like, praise God. That's amazing. But he is a man that has questions, and they're really hard questions. And he'll ask me, and he'll go, I don't really care what you think. He says, but I know you know this. So show me. Show me what it says. Show me in different ways. He says, I've gotten teachings from this. This is what they're telling me. Show me where the truth is in the Bible. He says, I've seen this video. What do you think of this? Show me the truth of what God is telling us. You have to take this and read it for yourself. You have to understand, yes, I am giving you the truth, but I'm only giving you the pieces that a half hour to 45 minutes fill. The rest of the week, you have to be consuming this so you can understand it, so you can go out and give the truth in an effective way. And we're not supposed to use the truth in a way to hurt others. It's not to beat people over the head with the Bible and say, learn something. Okay, that doesn't do anything, all right? It's not to wield Jesus as a weapon to beat down and destroy. Actually, when we give the truth, it's to set people free. It's to free them from their lies. It's to free them from their sins. And it's to free them from this broken world. You have to understand it for yourself first. And you may be saying, well, who do I talk to? Send me emails. I love them. Okay, I get a couple emails every couple of weeks that have questions on Bible. What does this mean? Where is it going? And I always ask back, you want the long version or you want the short version? Because if you want, I'll give you a really long version that has, you know, verses from the Old Testament that tie into the New Testament that go to, and if you're like, no, that's too much for me. I just need a little bit. Fine. Ask away. But this is what brings me to the challenge for this week. We are all called to speak the truth. But the first thing you have to do is be in your Bible and to communicate with God. Talk to Him. Pray to Him. Let Him show you the truth. And then it's time to share it. It's time to speak it. Tell others what you live for, why you live for it, and why they need to live this truth as well. Because it's the only thing that never changes. It's the only thing that truly matters. We have to understand John 14:6, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Give it out freely to people. Jesus didn't just say it to a select people. He didn't just say it just to you. He said it to every single person. And we are called to be the light, to share real truth, not what the world says is true.
We trust you have been challenged and encouraged by today's message from lead minister John Thomason at Buckeye Christian Church in Grove City. For service times, to hear today's message again, or for other questions you might have, we invite you to visit our website at buckeyecc.org. We look forward to meeting you soon.